You have probably heard from many.
Well, these are good times. These are kids. You got to just enjoy them. Got to love them now. Those teenage years are right around the corner, huh? I liked my kids too. Then their souls seem to go away. I don't know where they go. And then you pick their souls back up when they're about 20 or 21 or something like that. Anyway,
you've heard that. It's a standard mantra. The idea that, and it's just come to dominate our culture. It's amazing how junk ideas become so widespread. The idea that teenagers are just automatically developmentally obnoxious. And that's the way it is. Nothing you can do about it because that's their hormones. That's their development. And if you listen to the experts, you hear this. I read something the other day. He was talking about teenagers simply saying part of their obnoxiousness is psychologically healthy because, of course, they're developing their autonomy and they've got to separate, individuate from their parents. And the process of separation becomes one of conflict. That's part of it. You got to be difficult because you're not a kid anymore. But you're not a grown-up anymore either. So it's normal to be expected that your sweet little 9-year-old is in a few years going to become Chucky or Sybil or Lucifer. Well, I think back 100 years ago, farmer. Where I sit right now, there was a farm on this spot. I wonder if the farmer, when his boy turned 14, sat around with other farmers comparing ugly notes. Yep, yeah, I know, I got the same problem there. My kid's 14. He don't want to help no more. He's got this attitude, got that mouth on him. Hangs around. Half the time I find him just kind of hanging around with his buddies, smoking straw down there by the horses, you know. We ain't got a tractor yet. Ain't been invented. We got a horses. I tell you, I talk to all my other friends, too. They same thing. Can't get no help out of their kids either. They were real helpful when they were 5 and 6. Now they're 14. Pretty much dad's got to run the farms by themselves. Can't get nothing out of these kids. Everything I read says that. You think so? I don't. I think the farmers were ecstatic that their boys were 14. They were becoming men. They were young. They were strong. They could help. And whatever hormonal surliness came with the territory wasn't so intolerable. Yeah, maybe the kids were a little more feisty. A little more up on their heels. But nothing like the profile now. I've come to the conclusion, after years of informal observation, that much of what we call ugly teenager is cultural rather than developmental. It's not the same across other countries, other places. I've talked to Tanzanian priests. They never talk about this among the kids in the village. You know? All they want to do is play their iPods. Get them away from them video games. Yeah, they'll talk to you again. Hanging around with all their friends. The peers are the most important thing in their lives. No, you don't hear that. Because it's a different culture. It's a different grouping. Different social upbringing. Yeah, I'm convinced that much of what is unpleasant in our teenagers is a result that all around them they are promised more, they want more, they should have more freedom and opportunities, as they define opportunities, they got more stuff, they are told to want more stuff by relentless advertising and their peers, they sit in a culture that is toxic in its pop media. And so it creates an awful lot of discontented, surly, unpleasant, argumentative, hard to get along with folks. You got to admit it. If you had to pick in your life how many people are tough, well, your teen might be at the top. Nobody else talks to you that way, do they? If they did, it wouldn't be your friend very long. The rolling of the eyes, the huffy attitude, the snotty tone. I submit to you that an awful lot of that, and I don't know what percentage it is, but a lot of that is because of what we've created, this whole idea of adolescence, this whole idea of teenagerhood. In human history, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 was just that. It was just numbers. It was an age you move through to move into womanhood or manhood. We've made it a developmental grouping. We've made it a unique period of childhood, coming complete with all of its characteristics, positive and negative. No, you can go a long way to tone down the natural troublesomeness of those teenage years. You really can. You can go a long way to reducing snotty, disrespectful talk. You can go a long way towards reducing the demandingness. You can go a long way towards getting more cooperation. You can. But many parents just throw up their hands. Say, that's the way it is in those teen years. You just got to expect it. One of my favorite phrases that people say, she's 6 going on 16. The child is 6 going on 16. And what they're really saying is, she wants the freedom of an older kid, and she's as difficult as an older kid, even at this young age. Well, I argue that the older kids don't have to be that difficult. And if a 6-year-old is that difficult, then we have to cooperate with it. We have to permit it. How much of teenhood is unavoidable? I really don't know. But my thought is, much of it.